Maintaining healthy romantic relationships takes work anytime, but especially during COVID-19 and this quarantine period. I'm joined today by Joelle Shipp. She's a licensed clinical counselor at MindPath Care Centers in Charlotte, North Carolina. This special COVID-19 podcast is brought to you by MindPath Care Centers. I'm Scott Webb. So Joelle, thanks so much for joining me. Let's start with boundaries. How do we set boundaries during this time when many of our houses are full of people that might ordinarily not be here? They might ordinarily be at school or work, but now we're all at home. How do we set those boundaries?
One of the best ways to be able to set boundaries is through communication. And with communication, it's always really helpful to know what your wants and needs are. And so being able to identify that for yourself, so then you're able to communicate that with somebody else. So for example, if you need a quiet space to work between the hours of 8 and 4, you can share with whether that be your partner or your child, hey, I need this space and this time to be quiet. And then maybe like during our lunch break, we can be louder, we can share a meal together, we can watch some TV, and then I'll need to resume, my work. It can also be helpful to have physical boundaries. And so whether you're in the same room with somebody, maybe you're on different levels of the home, maybe one person is able to go to their office during the time and you are staying in, so that you feel like you're able to accomplish what you need to get done while also being able to stay focused and communicating exactly what you need.
Yeah, I know that I am driving my kids crazy, and the feeling is a bit mutual, of course. So you mentioned communication, and we know that communication is always key to any healthy relationships, romantic or otherwise. And maybe especially so during COVID-19, that we communicate on a certain level because we're all around each other more and we get on each other's nerves more. So what recommendations do you have for communication, be it just healthy relationships with our children and our spouses or romantic relationships?
Yeah, so I think especially for romantic relationships, making sure that you have some time during the day, whether that's at lunch or maybe even after your day has come to an end with work or what other responsibilities you may have, just to be able to sit down and have an open communication conversation about maybe how their day was, how they're even managing the stress or the worry or the anxiety that is coming with COVID-19. Being able to really just set aside that time that you can look forward to, where you know that you're going to be able to communicate your feelings and emotions and express to your loved one how you're feeling, and then being able to identify maybe some coping skills of how you all can even relieve maybe some of that stress or worry. So whether that is spending some time watching a movie together or having a meal, or even individually maybe going for a walk or reading a book or listening to some music.
Those are all great suggestions. And I think one of the things that's been so difficult during COVID-19 for all of us is just feeling normal, staying normal, you know, getting up and trying to stay in a routine and not be, you know, streaming Netflix at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, because you can, because you don't have to go anywhere the next day. Do you have any recommendations or thoughts about that, about just kind of staying normal during what is undeniably an incredibly abnormal period in our history?
My number one advice would be to just give yourself compassion during this time, because the reality is we are experiencing some form of a new normal. Everyone's life in one way or another has been greatly impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak, and almost holding yourself to this expectation that life is just supposed to continue how it was before everything, all the closures, you know, having to homeschool your children, having to work from home, that's really unrealistic, and you're almost setting yourself up for failure. And so being able to be compassionate, taking it day by day, finding a routine that works well for you and your family, your loved ones, your partner, that'll all help when it just comes to managing the day-by-day changes that we're experiencing.
That's awesome. So let's talk about telehealth. You know, that has been something that's been sort of inching along for, you know, the healthcare community, if you will, for some time, but has not been the norm. Now, all of a sudden, you know, with the flip of a switch, it's become the thing, right? And I'm sure that it is at MindPath as well. So what recommendations do you have for patients or expectations, you know, should they have going into a telehealth or a telemedicine visit?
Yeah, so first of all, telehealth is, I think, is such an awesome platform that we're able to use in the mental health field, because it makes it that mental health services are accessible in so many ways, and especially during this time where we're not always able to meet face-to-face and in person. And so for someone who may be new to therapy or even just the option of telehealth, I would encourage them just to go in just as if maybe they were going into a doctor's appointment or a meeting with, you know, a friend, in the sense that it's okay to be nervous. It's okay to not know what to expect, but to know that it's that time and that space for you to be able to open up and communicate what's been going on with you and how you've been feeling. And knowing that the issues that are brought to therapy don't always have to just center around what's going on presently with the COVID-19 outbreak, but it can be anything, as maybe you're experiencing worry about like maybe your child, or maybe you've had an issue that you've wanted to address for a really long time. And now that life has slowed down in many ways, you're able to find yourself taking care of your mental health in a new and different way. It's face-to-face just through a computer or a laptop or even your cell phone. And so you can be able to be in the comfort of your home, in your room, in a den, and you're able to connect with a mental health therapist.
That's really interesting, and that's great to hear. And I know, you know, so like the gold standard for medical doctors, you know, your primary physician, you know, would be to see patients, because they need to poke and prod and you need to show them things. But that's really great when you think about, when we talk about mental health, it's really no different. You're just, again, doing it over the phone, doing it over the computer. That's really cool. So what else can we tell listeners today, Joelle, about relationships during COVID-19, the services that MindPath offers, anything else?
Yeah, so I would really encourage just any and everyone, whether you're a teenager, whether you're an adult, just getting really creative about how you can stay connected with other people during this time. So much of our lives is connected and centered around relationships with other people. And during this time where we have stay-at-home orders or shelter-in-place restrictions, it's really difficult to connect with people on the level that we used to. So, like I shared, getting creative, whether that's doing game nights virtually or having a Zoom meeting or even like a kind of like a family talk night. I know personally for myself, I've been invited to some Zoom birthday parties, which have been really creative during this time. And it's just so important that even though we're not able to be in the same space, even in the same city with each other during this time, that we're still able to connect and make really meaningful memories. And so, like I shared, getting creative, not letting the barriers stop us from connecting. And then just in general with MindPath Care Centers, so we offer mental health therapy services as well as medication management. We're located in North Carolina with offices in Charlotte and the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area. We have lots of providers that our clientele can be connected with, and we're here to help.
Definitely, and I'm just thinking about what you said there, like, it has been a really interesting time to be creative. So we had Easter. We Zoomed. We had a family Zoom for Easter, you know. And every night I play Scrabble on my phone against my mom, and I still love beating her as much as I always do when we do it in person. And my daughter's having basketball practice with her coach. So he tried Zoom. That didn't work. So now they're doing FaceTime today, and she'll set up her phone outside by the basketball hoop, and he'll say, dribble with this hand, do this, do that. And it really is sort of ironic in such an unusual, crazy time that it actually gives us time to be more creative, to be more thoughtful, to do things like you're suggesting, to think about our mental health and maybe take action that we've been putting off. So really so awesome having you on today, Joelle. Thanks so much for your insight and your expertise.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity. I really enjoyed being a part of today.
To learn more about our telehealth services, visit mindpathcare.com/telehealth. We hope you found this podcast from MindPath Care Centers to be helpful and informative. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.